Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
Today is
August 31st, actually. Last day of August.
August 31st is not 31 days in this month?
There is. August 31st.
That's today's the 31st?
Yeah.
August 31st, 2020.
All right, September 1st.
Monday, August 31st, 2020. I'm just saying it, I always want to make sure I say the date before every show because, you know, it's just a timestamp.
Go back and listen to it later on.
And know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But, how you doing today, Kim? Let's talk.
I'm good. How about you? How was your day? Work today. It was a long day, I kept looking at the clock and I'm like, it just felt like the day was just dragging on and never going to end. And then finally I'm like, it's 2 o'clock. I'm like, all right, 2 more hours left. And 2 hours felt like 5. It's one of those long days that can't wait for it to be over. And today was payday. So I thought my boss was going to give me my check as soon as I got there. So then if I got my check, I could be like, can I leave early? And she would be like, go ahead, I don't care. But she didn't give me my check till like 3:30.
All right, so, wow. Okay, I mean, it was a dragging on day.
Yeah.
A day that just dragged. And I understand that. It happens, you know.
They are the worst days out there, like the dragon days.
A dragon day.
Yeah.
We should get a book.
Time just like, feel like you've been at work for hours. And I was there at 9:40. And then, you know, I'm like, man, had to have been here an hour already. It was 10:01. Oh, God, this is going to be a long day. Only 10:01?
Is that it?
Yeah. But other than that, that was it. It's just a long day. How about you?
Me? I had a boring day.
Mine was kind of, too. There wasn't really much to do.
Everything was slow.
Yeah.
No trucks came in. I was just sitting out there by myself, just bored. And then somebody came in. And he's like, yeah, it's been slow like this all day. I'm like, yeah, man. So we just sat there and talked about the Flyers. Speaking of Flyers, talked about the Flyers for 3 hours straight, and then I was like, I'm leaving.
I put in enough time today. It's time to go.
So that was about it. I mean, it was, man, you're right, a drag on day.
Yeah, because I know where I was to say it was boring. I'm like, we didn't have a lot of patients scheduled. Now, there's not a lot of paperwork to do. Like, I have to find something to entertain myself for a couple hours in between. But day's over, and so on to the next. Okay. But what are you going to say about the NFL, NHL? So speaking of the Flyers.
Well, the Flyers are down 3-1.
They seem to be struggling with these Islanders.
It was kind of they're just getting out-hustled, man. Out-hustled in every way, shape, and form.
The
turnovers are just unbearable. Like, I can't stand to watch it. Like,
they
what are you doing?
To the puck at all. One guy will get it, and next thing you know, the Islanders had it.
They're getting outworked. Is that my beer?
No,
that's
mine.
Yeah, where the hell is my beer?
I don't
know. No, just grab me one. So, yeah, the Flyers being outworked, out-hustled, too many turnovers in their own zone. Yeah, I did. Too many turnovers in their own zone. Just abysmal hockey.
So, do you think they're going to make it to the next round? Or
are
they going to get out?
Nah, I think it's over.
They got two more games left?
No.
It's 3-1. So, they have
down,
two more
games. If they lose the next game, the season's over.
That's it. Okay.
You know, but the good thing is football's about to start, hopefully, you know.
Next Thursday, September 10th, football starts.
So, yeah, next Thursday is the opening day kickoff. Let's applaud it.
And
opening week kickoff, hopefully. This is going to be awkward to see. I know it's going to be different. I don't know, if some cities are going to have some fans, but watching the NFL with no fans, and the fans are, a third of the whole settings of a football game.
Absolutely.
Got the two teams, and then you have the home field advantage with the fans. And without the fans, it's just going to be like scrimmages. Scrimmages that count. It's going to be awkward.
Fans are why they do their end zone dances and, you know, why they wave their hands and get the crowd going.
Yeah.
A-G-L.
Yeah.
Like, that's
pumping
all that
fans.
For the fans.
So it's going to be definitely, it's going to seem more like a scrimmage than sitting in a quiet stadium with, like, just the announcements and then having the guy calling the game. It's definitely going to be awkward. It's definitely going to be awkward. I mean, I don't see how certain fans are allowed to attend games and then other city fans are not allowed to attend games.
Well, what it is, it depends on your state and what the COVID restrictions are for your state, which I didn't even know that there's a list of states that are on, like, the COVID restrictions that you're not allowed to travel to or from. I didn't even know that until today when I had to look it up. And New Jersey's on there.
As to what? Not allowed to travel to?
To
like,
or
from.
If you do, you have to quarantine. If you're coming from out of state to New Jersey, you have to quarantine for 14 days.
Really?
If you're leaving New Jersey and, say, going to, like, North Carolina, you have to quarantine for 14 days. If you're
wow.
leaving New Jersey and going to Washington, you don't, because Washington's not on the list. So it depends on certain states are on the...
Mike.
Certain states, their COVID rate is not as high as other states. They're the states that are allowed to have fans.
Okay. That's going to be awkward. It's going to be awkwardly unfair.
Yeah,
awkwardly unfair. How are you going to have Washington Washington football team have a stadium full of people? You know what? Other fans are going to travel.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
going to have people going
yeah.
to Washington.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
don't think there's Eagles fans in Washington.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, but Eagle fans travel well.
Yeah.
Eagles fans travel well.
And the
so
ones who don't
if
travel,
they can't go to the games at the link, they're going to go to games wherever that are allowed to
happen. The ones
who
don't travel can buy a cardboard cutout of themselves to put in their seats. Like,
that's just a joke.
Yeah.
That's just
but even
joke.
Stone said he's going to the first game. He's not going to go inside, but he's going to have tailgate in the parking lot.
Yeah,
so.
He's not getting in.
Yeah. But, I mean, still, sometimes that's good enough is tailgating in the parking lot.
That's the most fun about actually going to a game.
Right.
The tailgating in the parking lot, you know.
But there's some crazy people out there.
It's crazy people wherever we go. But once you get back from in there, we're going to get into the news. But
right,
let's get into the news.
Off with,
Let's start with Leonard Fournette being released by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette was released by the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, keep going. What else we got?
Yeah. So we got Carson Wentz is hurt already in training camp. Now, they're saying it's a soft injury, whatever that might mean.
Uh-huh.
So he may be back. He may be there for the start of the game. He might not. They're saying it's just I think it's a shoulder or something like that. It's just a soft injury.
If Carson Wentz is injured again, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over.
That's it.
What is that? Carly?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, then Alvin Kamara. This is news that I just peeped. Alvin Kamara, New Orleans Saints running back,
hasn't
attended the last three practices due to personal reasons.
Let's see why. I bet you it has something to do with he wants more money.
Is he a starter?
Yeah,
he's a starting running back.
Okay, so he probably wants more money.
He's a starting running back. I don't understand.
Dak Prescott did it. You know, a lot of other people.
Well, Dak Prescott let it be known that's what he was doing. He was just don't wait till a week before the season starts and then say, I'm not playing.
Well,
I want more money. No.
Andrew Luck did it.
Andrew Luck retired.
He quit, like, a week before the season started.
Yeah, Andrew Luck retired because he's tired of getting beat up. And he was rehabbing from an injury. So he's like, I just can't do this anymore. I don't want to play anymore. The bust that he is. I'll argue with anybody that says Andrew Luck is not a bust. Anybody. And then what else we got?
Saints running back Alvin Kamara has had an unexcused absence from training camp the past 3 days, and it is believed to be contract-related.
Okay.
Kamara is due just $2.133 million in the final year of his rookie contract. As far as notable recent top running back extensions, they include Christian McCaffrey, who got $64 million, Ezekiel Elliott, $90 million. Derrick Henry, $50 million. Back on August 21st, the Saints and Kamara reportedly began contract extension talks, and it seems the absences from practice were unexpected from the team. According to a report, the Saints began talking with Kamara about a contract extension, although nothing was imminent towards an agreement being reached. New Orleans expressed their proposal to Kamara that they value his contributions to the team and believe he is an elite running back. The Saints are also sensitive to the fact that Kamara played injured for much of last year. Earlier this month, Kamara shared publicly that he suffered a torn MCL in 2019 and played through it.
Okay.
So, he wants more money.
Okay, you're right. All right.
Yes.
All right. We'll touch back on that. And then we got our quarterback competition between Mitchell the Truth Trubisky versus Big Dick Nick Foles.
Who's going to start?
Who's going to win that?
They're saying that they're not going to name the starter yet.
So what, week one?
Yeah. They're not yet. As of today, they're not ready to name the starter yet.
Wow. Wow.
Now, is it the Bears are the only current franchise without a starting quarterback to have 4,000-plus yards in a single season.
Ever. That's Charlie Murphy laugh worthy. All right, let's get that Charlie.
So I
Charlie
see why
there.
They're like, giving Mitchell.
I mean, if you can't pay 4,000 yards.
Since 2017, and you haven't hit 4,000 yards yet at all. In 3 years, you've been playing. And the Bears have been stepping up their roster every season. They seem to be getting a little better and a little better. Like,
true.
The Bears used to be trash, but they're getting better.
True. It's just, I don't know. I guess they just haven't had good luck with passers. QBs, the best quarterback they've ever had was either, it has to be Jim McMahon. So, wow. That's a gem. And then in this quarterback controversy, not quarterback controversy, but this quarterback competition between Mitchell the Truth Trubisky versus Big Dick Nick. Nick Foles, okay? Nick Foles is 31 years old. The Truth is 25. Nick Foles is on his 8th season. The Truth is on his 3rd. 1 Pro Bowl each between them. Their win-loss record, I believe this is their win-loss record as starters, if I'm not mistaken.
Regular season.
It is Mitchell,
season.
The Truth, Trubisky's win-loss record is 23-18, and Big Dick Nick is 26-22. Now this is where it's lopsided here. Playoff records. Mitchell Trubisky is 0-1.
So he went to the playoffs once.
And he lost to Big Dick Nick in the first round of the playoffs. Okay? At home. He played well in that game. But
Big Dick Nick's about to take his job, huh?
It looks that way. Nick Foles is 4-2 in the playoffs, and both his losses came to the hands of the Saints.
Okay.
And he played well in both of those games. Maybe the second game, could have played a little better.
The only thing they don't have on here is Nick Foles has a Super Bowl, and Mitch doesn't.
Of course he does.
Yeah,
of
so
course.
That's one thing they left off that record.
Of course, you can't compare him to him.
Right.
So,
but
hopefully,
I think when they're comparing starting, who's going to start?
Yeah. Well, I'm rooting for Big Dick Nick.
Mitch has been a starting quarterback for the last 3 years, and he hasn't done shit. So why not give Nick a chance?
Nope. Well, Nick Foles has won a Super Bowl in the last 3 years.
Right.
So
I understand he's coming off an injury and stuff like that. But, I mean, what does it hurt to have Nick start? And if he's not doing good, you can always put Mitch back in. But
I guess they should start with Nick. You want to start? Who are you going to have your best chance to win? And honestly, I think it's Big Dick Nick.
Now, everybody has doubts about him playing on other teams. I think he reached his full potential when he was on Philly. I know a lot of people have said that he hasn't been shit since when he's not on Philly team. So, do you believe that he's going to mesh well in their scheme?
I think he can. If you put weapons around Nick, you can win.
Now, they got quite a few weapons.
Yeah. Tariq Cohen, Montgomery, Robinson.
The problem was, Tariq Cohen, like, that was, you had faith in him last season. It's just Mitch sucked. He couldn't get the ball to him.
He took a step back. Like, you know, a lot of younger quarterbacks do that. But he's still developing. Give him a chance. But if you want to win right now, I would go with Nick Foles. If you want your quarterback to develop and try to develop a quarterback for the future, I would go with Trubisky.
You think he's going to develop for the future?
You can only see what you got if you let him play. I mean, that's the only way.
Isn't this kind of like the same situation as Carson Wentz? He's been playing for 3 seasons. He hasn't done shit for 3 seasons. In 3 years, they made the playoffs once, and they lost in
twice.
The first round.
Twice.
Yeah.
But he didn't play. He only played in the playoffs once.
Okay, so he played in the playoffs once, and they lost in the first round.
Yeah, but it's tough to make it to the playoffs. So
isn't he like on the same thing as Carson Wentz? Like, how much time do you give them before you say, "All right, enough is enough"? They're not going to develop
anymore. They pull the string on guys quicker than that. I've seen them pull the sheriff from underneath the guy's ass.
Isn't this kind of like what they're doing?
I don't know what exactly. No, I think they're just trying to motivate Trubisky at this point.
They're trying to pull the chair, like, hey, it's either you either
get
better
it together
or
you're done.
Same thing with Wentz.
I think he's on the last year of his rookie contract, so they're basically like, yeah, same thing with Wentz as well.
Yeah.
Like, either you show us what you are or we're going to move on. It feels like the Eagles already moved on because they drafted another quarterback. And everybody wants to not believe it, but.
And Wentz is already hurt. A week before the season starts.
What else is
happening? So like, Jalen Hurts is going to be, he might be out there. We'll see. Carson might pull Alvin Kamara and suffer through his injury just to be out there and play on the field.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
They're saying it's a soft injury, whatever it is.
Whatever. Soft tissue injury.
Yeah. I guess like he pulled a muscle kind of thing.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, let's get back to, hold up. Where are you going? Let's get back to why Leonard Fournette was released by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay. Why was he?
I don't know. I want you to look up the story because I truly don't know. Like, it's shocking. He was he's in his third or fourth year. He was he's a young man. He's a young, promising running back, and he was awesome in college. He was a high draft pick. I don't see why you would release a guy that young, not Jacksonville, that young, this early, and I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Why? Why would you release a running back that? I mean, come on. I know he's had some injury issues. I heard he had some questionable
background stuff.
Some off the field questionable things.
But they said he's
things.
Coming off his best season, most productive season as a Jaguar.
As a pro. And he started out pretty good his rookie year, but I don't know. I don't know. It's shocking to me.
It says,
dump a guy.
The decision comes at a weird time, but it is understandable considering some of the problems Fournette has had since entering the NFL. He's missed 12 out of a possible 48 games due to an injury and a one-game suspension. Though things didn't work out in Jacksonville, it's hard to imagine Fournette won't find a new team very soon. As he showed flashes of excellence as a rookie and in 2019 as well.
Yeah.
NFL season is 2 weeks away from kickoff, so any team that picks him up will have to help Fournette ease into the new offense quickly. But it's not
so
why.
Why can't a guy that young so early, like, what are you doing? He's your number one weapon. Are you going to go?
He's entering the final year of his rookie contract.
That's what I said.
They declined to pick up the fifth year option on his rookie deal.
What, did you fail a drug test or something? What's going on?
Yeah,
like,
that's all it says. It says he was entering the final year of his rookie contract. The Jaguars previously had declined to pick up the fifth year option on his rookie deal.
So DJ Chark is their number one weapon at this point. So.
But it says the move comes after the Jaguars reportedly had Fournette on the trade block for months.
Really?
So they were trying to trade him.
And nobody wanted him.
Yeah. So they're like, all right, we just got to release you before the season starts.
He must have did something.
He must be an asshole.
Something's not right.
Yeah. The team is moving away from the ground-and-pound offensive approach, for which recently fired Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Tom Coughlin, or whatever.
Tom Coughlin.
He's the one who drafted Fournette.
I mean, he was high pick, like,
number three
overall.
Releasing Leonard Fournette is another example of Coach Doug Marrone trying to clean up the place.
Okay.
The running back's three-year tenure with the Jaguars had been plagued by issues, even after the team reached the AFC Championship game in his rookie season. Doug Marrone said, "I've got to field a team that gives us the best chance to win. That's what I'm doing. I felt it was the best decision for us as a team. We exhausted all trade possibilities, weren't able to get anything there, a fifth, a sixth, anything."
Wow. Nobody even wants to give up a fifth or a sixth for this guy?
Because they were like, anything. Just give us anything.
We'll take your tenth pick.
Like, take this guy. Get him out of here.
Anything.
Get rid of him. Like, and they couldn't trade them, so they just dropped them.
Wow, that's nuts. I mean, I've been watching some things where Eagles fans want them. Like what about Miles Sanders?
I just said Miami Dolphins want them, too.
Yeah, I can see Dolphins taking them. I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
But nah. Eagles ain't paying for him. I don't know.
Honestly, don't the Eagles need a couple positions?
As a backup running back, yeah, I can see the Eagles taking them.
Don't they have like a couple open spots from injuries and
but there's only one ball. There's only one ball.
Right, I get that.
Only one ball. You can't. It's only one football. Okay.
Right.
You can't feed Miles Sanders and Leonard Fournette. Forsett or whatever you want to call him. I don't know how to say his name. It's only one football, so I just don't see it. I don't see it, but I'm just wishful thinking on some fantasy football shit, like on some, like, you know, building a freaking powerhouse team.
Right.
No, it's only one football.
Well,
Miles Sanders needs his touches. Deshaun Jackson needs his touches.
Everybody,
it's only one ball, so you can't have two stud running backs.
Well, and I guess he seems like an asshole, because this is what Fournette said about him being let go. He said, "At the end of the day, I want to win. Who doesn't want to win? I came from a 2017 season with a team who was 10-6. We had good talent level, and then the next couple of years went down the drain. So I just want to address a lot of things, too, especially since the media came out and said I was an angry guy. Number one, would you be angry if you're losing week in and week out? That is one of my biggest problems. I do get upset when we lose, and it takes me a while to get over it. I expect, just like anybody else, if you put the work in, you want the W. But a lot of times last year, it didn't go like that. I guess they kind of misinterpreted that, and don't get me wrong, I was upset from the losing. But that's just the winner in me. That's any guy who plays this professional level of sports."
Okay.
So, we'll see.
Okay.
So the move leaves Raquel Armstead and Chris Thompson competing for carries in the new offensive coordinator Jay Gruden's backfield.
Oh, Jay Gruden got hired in Jacksonville.
Yep.
We'll see. Back to the quarterback controversy, quarterback competition. I don't know, this is just a stupid stat, but it says Nick Foles is 9-4 in December since 2013, and the Bears are 12-19. In December since 2013. So Nick Foles has almost just as many wins as the whole Bears organization.
Wow.
By himself in December.
Wow.
And so that's just a fun Nick Foles fact.
Yeah.
Nick Foles fact.
I mean, I think Nick Foles should get it. I think he deserves it. I don't believe that he's a backup. I believe he deserves a chance to be a starting quarterback somewhere.
We'll see.
Hopefully
Jacksonville was a cesspool, so.
Yeah, hopefully he's able to succeed and prove
to everybody,
all the haters and doubters who think that he's nothing but a backup, wrong.
Yeah.
Because I believe, the man won a Super Bowl, backup or not. He won the only Super Bowl for the Eagles ever.
Yes.
Probably, in our lifetime. I don't know this
never
or ever going to go again. So, he won the only Super Bowl. The man deserves a starting quarterback job.
Carson Wentz is never going to win a Super Bowl.
No.
Never.
Nah.
Never.
Maybe Jalen Hurts will.
Yeah.
Carson's already on the bench because he's hurt.
Already freaking hurt already.
He's hurt, and the season didn't even start yet. Tone, you lost that bet.
Yo, Tone, you pay me my money, bro.
Give me my money?
I want my money, man. I want my money, Tone.
What?
You there, bro?
What bet did I lose? It's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'll pay you soon.
Yeah, well, here's a suggestion. Have the money by tomorrow, and there won't be any problems.
Huh?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Why? What happens in 24 hours?
Huh?
I don't know. Not psychic, man. I'm just saying it would probably be better for everybody if you had the money tomorrow. Yeah, all right, I'll see what I can do.
Sweet, sweet, great. How's everything else going?
Good.
All right. See you later. Don't forget! Nah, you're not gonna forget.
Stewie, hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt.
Ah!
That hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good, does it?
Ah!
No, huh? Yeah, that's what happens, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what happens. Where's my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? Where's the money? Yeah, you like that? That feels good? That feels good? Where's the money, man? Where's my money?
Yeah, what's up? I'm saying, bro.
You bet that Carson was going to be the starting quarterback. What was it? And you said Jalen was going to take over.
I said Jalen's going to take over before. I don't think we put a date on it. I just said Carson Wentz is not going
to
put it.
I might have to go back and look. But
we have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, I know there was a double on it.
Well, there was definitely a bet that Carson Wentz was not going to finish the season.
That Jalen was going to take his job.
And Jalen's going to take his job. And it looks like it's already happening, bro.
How's it happening?
Carson's a bitch, bro. That's how it's happening.
He's already trying to get out of the season by faking a soft tissue injury.
Carson Wentz is good to go.
All right. What's good?
Just put me on the bench and pay me that guaranteed money.
He's not even on the injury report.
Yeah, this is Carson's last year, dog. He's just saying it.
Well, he's already hurt in training camp, so we'll see how far he makes it.
Okay.
Well, because it said yesterday his stats, he only completed 2 16-game seasons in his 4-year career. So.
Wow. That's bad. That's bad. All right, Tim, give me some football news, bro. What you got?
What?
News? Fournette was released.
Yeah. Yeah, you know about Fournette.
Why was he released to you? Why was Fournette released?
Because he's not worth the money.
He's still on his rookie contract, though.
Well, they said they didn't want to extend it. I guess he had 1 more year left.
He had a year left on that deal?
Yeah. Oh, it said that they declined to pick him up for the 5th year or something like that. But then it said they've been trying to trade him for the last couple months. Like, they were trying to get a 5th-round draft pick, a 6th-round draft pick. It didn't matter, and nobody wanted him.
Yeah, because he's fucking – they didn't – Leonard Fournette is a shit-talker.
I can see that. But did you also hear that Kamara hasn't gone? He hasn't showed up to practice the last 3 days because he wants more money too.
Yeah, they're gonna have to pay Kamara though. They ain't
you
got nobody
so?
Behind them. Yeah.
Latavius Murray.
Yeah, but he can't go 16 games as the lead back, dog.
He played well last year. You don't think he's got what it takes to be a starter?
Nah, he's a 1-2 punch.
1-2 punch?
Yeah, he's more like how
how a Boston Scott is. He can't carry the full workload.
Why, you think he can carry the full workload?
No, you think the Eagles should pick up Fournette?
Probably not.
No, they're not going to, but you think they should?
No, probably not.
Looks like Miami's.
I mean, why? The only way I pick up Fournette is if something happens to one of our running backs. Miles Sanders has to go down for me to pick up Fournette.
Yeah. Well, isn't there somebody else in the Eagles that was hurt? Justin Reagor or something like that? Jalen Reagor?
Reagor's out. Reagor's out for a month.
How long's he out for?
A month.
Why?
Why's he out?
He got a tear in his labrum thanks to Avonte Maddox.
A tear in his labrum thanks to Avonte Maddox.
How?
I guess in practice. He must have hit him.
Yeah, he's out. But we stacked our receivers, Ken. We got so many receivers. We got receivers on the team we don't even know.
So they don't even need Leonard Fournette.
No, they don't need Leonard Fournette. They got Corey. Corey's looking good. Tell Jeff Corey's looking good. His boy from Glassboro.
So your boy Corey's looking good.
Looking good.
Ask him about Alshon.
What about Alshon? He's out, isn't he? Is he on the COVID list?
Yeah, Alshon's on the pup list. He's on the pup list.
He's out. Alshon's out. Is this your boy Corey? Like, okay. Is that Corey?
Corey
from Men. Okay.
Glassboro
native.
Glassboro high schools only. Okay.
All right, so now you see how things are going, the way things are developing. Who's starting, Nick Foles or Mitch Trubisky?
What's with Trubisky?
Oh, wow.
Boo.
You missed it because it said the Bears are the only current franchise without a starting quarterback to have 4,000-plus yards in a single season ever.
That doesn't mean anything. They're not starting the season with Nick Foles.
Why?
That's not Nick Foles, because that's not Nick Foles' role. Every time Nick Foles starts the season, it turns into shit.
It's not true,
He's a backup. He's a backup. He's a pickup guy.
Okay.
He's a pickup.
Keep shitting on Nick.
One season, he started week one, and he fucking made the franchise look like fucking something. One season. Give me one season.
Okay. Chip Kelly's second year.
Nobody knew Chip Kelly's offense, dog. What are you talking about?
Man, bullshit, bro. Bullshit.
Hey, that name one. That was one.
That was after his 27-2. All right, he took us to a 9-3 record or something like that before he broke his collarbone against Houston.
And he hasn't finished the season. And he hasn't finished the season.
Doesn't matter. He's
yet.
Still had a productive winning season. It does matter.
They one season he played and wasn't injured. Like, give me one full season.
Give me a year that Carson Wentz played a whole season.
The Super Bowl, he only played three games.
Oh, only the three most important games in Eagles history. Three games in history.
Doug Peterson and the coaches got a lot more behind that Super Bowl than you think, man.
Man, get the
Come
fuck
on,
out
man.
Of here, bro.
Who pitched the ball? Philly
wasn't a cheap effort. It was just Nick Foles, right?
Absolutely.
I don't care how much of a team effort it is. Like, the quarterback still has to – it's the most hardest position in the league.
And he got him
in
there.
Sport.
He got him to the
– That strip – that, That strip sack fumble was Nick Foles, right?
That was Nick Foles, right?
That was Nick Foles in Brandon Graham's jersey.
Stop hating. No, you hating now,
man. Nick Foles in Brandon Graham's jersey. I don't know why he's still talking about that.
You hate Nick Foles, bro.
He does. Like he.
You hate Nick Foles for whatever reason that is.
No, I don't. No, I don't,
and you really
man.
Think Mr. Trubisky is better than Nick Foles? You really believe that he's better?
No,
Mr.
Kim.
I'm not
saying he's better. I'm just saying Mitchell Trubisky had that playbook longer than Nick Foles had. That's
what
they're going off of.
And he hasn't
that,
done
Kim,
shit though.
It's a short. Hold on, let me say something. Kev, it's a short season. There wasn't no preseason. There wasn't no training camps. Do you really honestly think in your heart that they're gonna say, hey, get a book to Nick Foles, let him run the offense. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know
and
there's
he a hasn't even
they just said it
they
on TV.
Just practiced it.
The head coach is not ready to name a starter yet for week one.
Do you want to bet $20 too that they say it's Mitchell Trubisky? Because I already got Jeff for
$22.
I'm telling you, okay, I know football. I know how they always do that shit. They always because they want to keep you guessing. But I'm telling you, there's no way in the world
they're gonna put Mitch in first and then have Nick come in later.
Yeah, because they got to give Trubisky room to fuck up. If they're going to let Nick Foles start, then they would be trading. They would be shopping Trubisky right now. They wouldn't even be talking about a quarterback controversy / battle. They would be shopping him.
Okay, that's true. That makes sense.
They're going to give him a chance to fuck up. And Nick Foles is going to come in like he always does, his save-a-hole role, and fucking, you know what I mean?
Captain Save-a-hole role.
Yeah, and they're going to want all the credit for it.
You hating, bro? You hating, dog?
I mean, it sounds right, because they're kind of doing the same thing with Carson Wentz. They're giving him a chance to fuck up, and they got Jalen Hurts in the background waiting to take his spot when he does.
Yeah, Captain Save-a-hole.
Exactly. That's the NFL. It stands for not for long. Not for long. That's the NFL. That's how it is. Nick Foles ain't no Tom Brady.
No. He just outdueled Tom Brady. That's all.
I mean, he beat a lot of his records.
Nick Foles will never see Tom Brady in the Super Bowl again.
Okay. Neither will Carson Wentz.
Wait, Carson didn't
say
the first
time. Yeah, because Tom Brady's in the NFC. I know that.
He was on the sideline last time.
He didn't even have his pads on. He
had
regular clothes.
All right.
Put it like this. Go ahead.
Right, let's get into it.
Hold up. Anything else about football?
Yeah, let's get into it. Who's the We had a debate yesterday at the draft. What, do you think Andrew Luck is a bust?
No.
No, you don't think so?
I think so.
Jeff thinks he's a bust.
All right. What I was saying is, and I'm going to ask you how you feel. I'm saying, all right, Peyton Manning retired in 2015, okay? Andrew Luck retired in 2018. Before he set out 2000.
Peyton Manning played 18 seasons. Like
He set out Andrew Luck, his last three seasons, he set out two seasons due to injury, played one season, and then retired. So the Colts got rid of Peyton Manning because they thought he was done. Drafted Andrew Luck.
And they thought Andrew Luck was going
to
be better.
Peyton Manning went to two Super Bowls and won one. Peyton Manning broke the touchdown record on Denver.
He's the only quarterback to win two Super Bowls with two different teams.
Yeah.
Right now. But the thing is, like, do you think they made the wrong decision by getting rid of Peyton Manning for Andrew Luck.
If they had it all to do it over again, would you have kept Peyton Manning and not drafted Andrew Luck or traded Andrew Luck?
I mean, Peyton was on a decline, dog. He just had a
No, he wasn't, bro. Who had more serious injuries, Peyton Manning or fucking Andrew Luck? Andrew Luck was the one with the injury history. Peyton Manning never missed any games except for that year his neck injury. But
Peyton played 18 seasons. Andrew Luck played, what, seven?
Yeah.
Seven or eight, something like that.
Andrew Luck ended up having way more injuries than Peyton Manning did. Peyton Manning threw for 58 touchdowns in one season. The same year, Andrew Luck was in the season in the NFL. So I'm saying if the
quarterback Andrew Luck got comeback player of the year that year when he came back. He was out. He was hurt.
Peyton Manning has five MVPs.
Yeah, he had mad trophies when we looked at
five MVPs
I'm
and
not
two
saying, I'm
Super
not
Bowls.
Played
in four.
I'm not saying he's better than him. I'm not saying he's better than him.
You were the coach of the Colts, and you knew now what you knew then. Like, if you know now what you knew then, would you have gotten rid of Peyton Manning for Andrew Luck?
Yeah, I think they still did the right thing. Yeah.
Oh, no. Hell no, Tone. Hell no. Nah, all right, that's cool.
Because you gotta factor in the cap space, all that other shit. They don't have players that they
went to two Super Bowls after being traded.
He went to two Super Bowls after being traded. He also broke the touchdown record. He also went to He went to two Super Bowls with Denver. Yeah.
How many Super Bowls did Andrew Luck go to?
None.
Exactly.
Andrew Luck won, like, one playoff game. One or two playoff games.
Andrew Luck got better stats than Nick Foles.
You know,
shut up, man. Yeah, and not to mention, though, he retired. He retired.
As a Colt.
2 years. He retired 3 years after Peyton Manning. And he only played, out of those 3 years after he retired, Peyton Manning retired, Andrew Luck only played one of those seasons. So you basically got one extra season out of Andrew Luck instead of Peyton Manning. They should have kept Peyton Manning. That's all I'm saying.
Two Super Bowls, yes.
That's all I'm saying.
That wasn't your question. Your question. Listen. Your question was right when they was when it was about to get rid of after his injury. They didn't know what Peyton Manning had left.
True.
He was fucking almost paralyzed.
Come on.
They had to do something. They tanked that whole year.
Ripped his liver in half.
So you think they got rid of him because he was
hurt.
They
thought he was done.
He thought he wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
But then he did come back and
lit it up.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning said, I still want to play. I would have kept Peyton Manning.
I disagree with you. I think Luck is up there in the top 10 quarterback.
My bad, Tom, what'd you say?
Luck, you could probably put Luck up there like the top 10, top 15 quarterback.
Hell no, bro.
Jeff thinks he sucks.
He's a bust, bro. Luck is a bust. Yo, Luck is a step under RG3 when it comes to bust of all time.
Carson Wentz.
He's a step ahead of Tim Couch. He's a step ahead of Ryan Leaf. Andrew Luck is a bust, bro. Sorry, he is.
Oh, yeah, I guess his stats are good.
He's just a little bit better than Jamarcus Russell.
That's the thing everybody kept saying is check his stats. That's all they kept saying yesterday.
He had decent stats, but not the success
that
Peyton Manning was still playing. He still didn't have the same success as Peyton Manning. I would have kept Peyton Manning.
You're comparing him to Peyton Manning, dog. We're
you got
better
rid
than Peyton
Manning. Because, I'm comparing them to Peyton Manning because they got rid of Peyton Manning.
You would have got rid of Peyton Manning, too, if you knew his medical situation.
Now, who ended up having the worst medical situation? Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning? Andrew Luck, because he can't read defenses. He was getting his ass beat in the ball too long.
But they didn't know that when they drafted him.
I know. But he just never developed into the quarterback he was supposed to be.
Wasn't he like the number one draft pick overall?
Yeah.
It's easy for you to say that now because now you've seen the outcome. But if Luck would have won a couple Super Bowls, you wouldn't be saying
that. Never. Yo, the best quarterback to come out of that draft was Russell Wilson and Nick Foles. Nick Foles is better than Andrew Luck. I'm sorry.
And Russell Wilson definitely is.
Nick Foles is hands down is better.
Nick Foles is not better than Andrew Luck.
Yes, he is.
No, he's
who's
not.
Who's still playing?
Andrew Luck put up.
Who won the Super Bowl? Nick
Foles hasn't played since Philly the last season with the Eagles, man. What are you talking about?
He played last year. He got cheap shotted.
And got out for the season.
Broke his collarbone on a bad Jacksonville team. Stop it.
You can't count that. He played for like 3 games last year.
I'm just saying he still played. But he's still Andrew Luck quit.
A week before the season
Andrew Luck never was a backup either.
Who cares?
And he was never bad. And he was never bad. And he was never bad.
I think he was underestimating Nick Foles.
Foles
like, I don't
was
bad.
Foles was benched.
I think
Andrew Luck.
Okay.
He's better than a backup. I think people are underestimating Nick Foles. He's not a backup. He's better than a backup.
Nick Foles can only play for the Eagles.
So you don't think he can play in the Bears scheme?
He's bullshit if he says that.
You don't think he'll be able to play for the
Bears? Yeah, let's put five on it. Nick Foles wins that starting job over Trubisky.
Well, he said he already got 20 on it.
We
already got 20 on it.
All right, motherfucker. You better have my bread, dog.
A couple of shows ago, you picked Nick Foles, he picked Mitch,
yeah. I want my money.
Like,
you got my money?
Hey,
I want my money.
Where's your money?
We have it tomorrow.
I would say, as soon as they announce the starting quarterback, I'm going to send you the text. And then I'll be over within the hour, all right?
Giving you a heads up, like...
Okay. Yo, I'm going to come knock on your door. Big Tony will be like, yo, so tired upstairs. You know you owe you money.
He ran to Atlantic City.
I want my money, man. Where's my money?
Yo, they said next week he's going to name. He's going to name the starting quarterback next week.
Yeah, so tonight he wasn't ready to make a decision on who was the starting quarterback.
I'm going with Big Dick Nick,
bro. I'm guessing it's going to be right before the game starts or somewhere around there. A couple days or what is it? Sunday they play? Next Sunday?
Big
Dick Nick.
There's no way they're supposed to start.
Okay, hater.
I mean, I get it. I understand his reasons. If they have to give Mitch a chance to fuck up, I get it. Same thing they're doing with Carson Wentz. They have to give him a chance to fuck up before they give his job away. That makes sense. I get that. I see that. I can see them fucking putting Mitch in the start and letting him dig a hole for himself and then putting Nick Foles in and pull him out of it. I definitely see that.
And he has a damaged shoulder that's been injured twice already.
Mitch is due for an injury.
Why would they do that? What's the value of starting Nick Foles and then him getting hurt and then you can't do nothing with him at that in the middle of the season?
He'll only get hurt on if it's a fucked up play. On an illegal play.
Yeah, but I hope he don't go out week one.
We'll see.
Well, I guess Cornsey is not going to go out week one because he's going to be on the bench.
Nick Foles went out week one with an illegal play because he picked him up and drove him into
and
the car.
And never let him live that.
And you act like it was his fault. Like, Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz got knocked
like
out.
He should have stopped there, moved out the way for that or something.
Yeah, he picked him up and drove him into the ground. Carson Wentz got knocked out of the playoff game. Carson Wentz got knocked out of that playoff game on his own accord. He held the ball too long. No clock in his head. Stupid. No awareness.
At least he rolls out the pocket. At least Wentz rolls out the pocket. Foles
just
there like a statue. Foles just there like a statue.
Oh, please, you're such a hater. Yo, I'ma say it right now. Carson Wentz ain't better than Mark Sanchez.
I'ma say it right now. Nick Foles is a forever backup.
Carson Wentz is better than Sam Bradford.
He's not. Sam Bradford's better than Nick Carson Wentz.
How do you win the Super Bowl and then be a backup week one?
Exactly. That's what I don't get. The man won the Super Bowl. Why I don't understand why everybody thinks he's just a backup.
Seriously, Jeff, if he's that good, how does he win the Super Bowl and he's a backup week one?
Because they're catering to fucking Carson Wentz's bitch ass.
They're not catering. They're not catering.
Not anymore.
They said that. They didn't want to hurt his feelings, and then they blamed it on they couldn't afford him. It's too much, and he deserved to make that money that he was owed.
Not anymore. They got another guy. So, there's a new chef in town, boy.
Like, Mitch better put up or shut up. Carson better put up or shut up, too.
So, listen. So, when Nick Foles is the backup for the Bears, do you want to say the same thing that they're catering to him?
Say that again?
When he's the backup for the Bears.
When they announce that Nick Foles is the backup for the Bears, are you going to come up with the same conclusion that they're catering to him?
If he's a backup for the Bears, it will only be for this season until Mitch digs himself in a hole and then Nick has to come in and
save the team.
And then he'll be the starting quarterback after that.
Yep.
Why can't he just win the starting job?
Michael Vick.
He might win the starting job.
Michael Vick beat Nick Foles out for the 27-2 season. Michael Vick beat him out. And Nick Foles lit it up.
Kevin Cobb beat Nick Foles out. You hear me? Yo.
Kevin Cobb what?
Kevin Cobb beat Nick Foles out. Kevin Cobb was the number two. Man.
She hears you talking. Kevin Cobb beat him out, huh? You had no faith in Nick at all. None.
The Eagles have four quarterbacks.
Like you call yourself an Eagles fan, but you hate Nick.
Nick Foles.
You hate fucking Nick for whatever reason.
Oh, like you call yourself an Eagles fan, but you hate Nick Foles, the only man to ever win a Super Bowl.
Yes. You hate him. For what? Tone? Why?
He didn't do nothing to you.
What did you hate him for? He brought you joy. You were crying. I saw you.
We all went to the parade together. You was chasing him. I'm like, can I get your autograph, Nick?
Nick, it's me. Nick, over here.
I guess he's Nick because he ignored him, huh?
Damn, Tone, you're just a fucking hater, dog. You're just a hater,
but
bro.
I don't get, like, he really thinks that Carson Wentz is better. I just don't get it.
I mean,
but
a lot
he's
of
not the
do.
Only
a
one.
A lot of people
he's
do.
He's not the only one. A lot of people think that.
A lot of people do. Nick Foles is one Super Bowl away from being a Hall of Famer.
You think so?
Yeah.
But we can't say the same about Carson.
Nope. Tone, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, just remember that. Let's switch gears real quick before this. We're gonna get something a little bit more serious, okay?
All right, so I saw today. I forget his name. You know the cop that killed George Floyd, that put his knee on his neck and choked him to death. His lawyer is asking the judge to drop off charges because the first autopsy report that the medical examiner, they paid the medical examiner to make up a fake
allegedly
said that George Floyd died from an overdose. Therefore, he thinks he should be released of all charges and let go from jail because he did not murder the man with his knee on his neck. He died from an overdose.
overdose.
the first autopsy did say that he died from an
their
overdose.
Their autopsy said that.
Then Benjamin Crump, George Floyd's family's lawyer or whatever, had their own autopsy done that said that he died from strangulation at the scene, that this guy did murder him. But, you know, the police had an autopsy done that said, of course, to protect the police, that said that he overdosed.
That's what they're trying to pull now, Tone. They're trying
man,
to say
that. Man,
that man.
That man died from asphyxiation, man.
He did. But if they let the cop out in jail, it depends on the judge they get. If the judge drops all charges because he looks at the first autopsy and drops all charges, all hell is going to break loose.
Yeah, man. Not in Minnesota, in the country.
Yeah, but
if they let that guy on killing George Floyd, it's going to be worse than it's going to be the OJ. What happened with what happened with the Rodney King thing all over the country.
Yeah.
Because he's what started it. Like, his death is what started it in the first place. We watched him get murdered on film.
We also.
He didn't die from an overdose. The man died from being strangled to death by this guy.
How do you say he overdosed?
Well, that's what cops do to protect themselves. So they'll pay off the medical examiner. Like, here, find anything other than me killing him. Any other way, just find it.
I thought they fired him. How's he still getting cop privileges?
Oh, he's in jail. But this is before. You don't think he's got friends in the department? We don't want this department to look bad. So Mr. Medical Examiner, who works for us, for the police department, for the city of Minnesota, you're going to say whatever you need to say to protect this officer. Find any other way that this man could have possibly died besides being strangled.
I would like to see a coroner go in front of a judge and lie like that.
Well, there's two different ones because you have the police coroner
and you have the private family one.
The Benjamin Crump one, and they both have different information. So
somebody lied.
Exactly.
But are you going to tell me my eyes are lying? Are you going to tell me my eyes are lying?
We know.
Should tell me that I watched him put his knee on his neck.
I watched him
die from an overdose.
We watched him turn gray. We watched him beg, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. His face turned gray. We watched him go still. Like, we watched the man die on film.
And you were to tell me that he died from an overdose.
If he didn't have them drugs in his system, then my knee on his neck wouldn't have killed him.
Yeah.
He had some drugs.
The fucked up thing about it is that I talked to a couple people about this, and that's what he's like. Oh, that guy had so many drugs in his system, he would have killed a horse. He OD'd. He didn't strangle him. He OD'd. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I never saw anywhere that said he had any drugs in his system except for the first autopsy report. It's the only thing that came back saying he had any drugs.
I told you we're
going to
do that. They're
going
to lie and say that.
That's what they do.
He had something in his system.
Protect the cops.
With the young man, I think he's got shot 7 times. What's his name?
Jacob Blake.
I'm surprised they're not going to say that he had, I don't fucking know.
Oh, they probably will. They probably will. He was handcuffed to his bed, paralyzed for a reason.
I don't know.
They're going to make up some kind of lie to justify them shooting this.
Why is this country like this? Why? How can you sit here and try to tell me something, pee on my head and tell me it's not piss? How are you going to fucking shit on my stomach and tell me it's not shit?
After America,
we all watch this shit.
The whole world, like, not just the world, London, Africa, like, everywhere watched this man die on camera. We watched him get murdered on
camera. And then they're trying to say that they didn't kill him.
Yes. And
how?
Now, see, it depends on the judge he gets. He might get a right judge who's four cops and find the first autopsy right. He might, she might try to say that Benjamin Crump's autopsy is fake, and they just paid the medical examiner.
There's no way.
You never know.
There's no way.
You never know. They might. He might. Depends on the judge. He might
There's no way on God's green earth
autopsy is
that
wrong.
These motherfuckers are even going to try and say that.
If I was the judge.
Oh, he didn't die from being strangled. He died from an overdose.
They're trying. No, they're trying.
Wow.
If I was the judge on that case, I would say, dig his body up and do another autopsy. Perform a third autopsy, and that'll be the tiebreaker between what happened. What
no, they know exactly what happened to that man. We all know what happened to
but
that
you
man.
Know,
we all saw what happened to that
judges
man.
Judges protect cops. Lawyers protect cops. Cops protect cops. They all are in it together.
And coroner's office protect cops.
Medical examiners, they're all in it together. So I would not be shocked if this judge tries to say that Benjamin Crump's autopsy is fake.
No way.
And
no.
Let this man out of jail. I would
if
not be shocked.
If they let this man get away, it's gonna be bad. I'm not even gonna. I'm not trying to speak nothing
I mean,
evil into existence.
Just look at how it is in the world now because they didn't arrest the cops for Breonna Taylor. That city is still on uproar, like the demanding that the cops that killed Brown and Taylor be killed. Minnesota is still riding to this day from George Floyd. Like
Portland too. Portland.
Seattle, like a bunch of them, like a bunch of them.
If this man gets away with murder, all hell will break loose in this country.
But you know what?
Anybody listening to this that has anything to do with the case. If this man gets away with murder, all hell's going to break loose.
I would not be shocked if they say that this man didn't kill George Floyd. They let him go and reinstate his police privileges.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God, like, I would not be shocked. The way those things
up.
Are right now. No faith in the judicial system at all.
You're bugging.
You tell me that is not a possibility that could happen.
I'm not saying it can't happen.
You don't think that's a possibility.
I'm not saying it can't happen.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, he's free. He's going.
No.
The man is walking for murder. They're going to let him
go. No way.
That's his lawyer's argument.
If they let that man go off of that murder charge, all hell will break loose.
That's the thing. All hell has been breaking loose.
No. All hell will break loose.
But they don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I dare them to do that.
It's gonna be more than protesting.
You gonna start burning shit down?
It's gonna be more than protest. It's gonna be ugly.
People might fuck around and kill that cop. He better go into witness protection if he gets released.
I
have no faith in the judicial system.
If that man gets off for that murder, if he gets off on that,
the whole world will
break loose.
They were protesting in London, in Africa, in Paris, in China. Like, they were protesting everywhere from that video. The whole world watched it. So
I'm just saying.
I don't see how they can let him go.
I dare them to do that. If they want this country to burn.
I also know how judges
if
can
they
do
want,
when it comes to police officers.
True. He's an ex-police officer here.
To them, he's still a police officer.
I don't see it. If they let that man go with murder, it's coming up. 6 months to be indicted. You should go to trials. It's going to be fucking like the O.J. Simpson trial. And you know what? To be honest with you, I think they shouldn't televise it because of the ramifications of how serious and how much of the impact that will impact the public. No. All hell will break loose if they let that man off. That's all I can say. Like, people are not going to have it. Not going to have it.
Yeah, there's no way they're having that trial on TV. No way.
Show.
I wouldn't be shocked if they even move it to another state or county outside of Minnesota.
I'm not saying they should.
They know every day this guy goes to court from the Department of Corrections or where he's coming from. You don't think there's going to be people out there?
I don't know. Yeah, hell yeah. Absolutely.
There's going to be people out there screaming, throwing stuff, like causing a ruckus. I would not be even shocked if they moved that to Florida or something, somewhere else to have another judge.
So you think that anybody else, it's not going to happen anywhere else?
Oh,
anywhere
I'm,
that trial goes is going to be it's going to be big.
I know.
It's going to be big.
I mean, there were protesting all over the world because of what happened to George Floyd.
Yeah. So you tell me that if they let that man go, it's going to be kumbaya?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. But I also see how it could be possible that they could let him go.
I don't see it. You think he should, you think he deserves to be let
go? No, absolutely not.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely not. But I have no faith in the So I believe, If he is let go, I wouldn't be shocked.
All right.
I wouldn't be shocked.
All right. Tony, you're back on. Yo, go ahead, Tony. What you think?
Yeah, I think he needs to service time, get the death penalty, and die.
I agree. But there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a problem with this. Come on. My bad.
Damn.
But you're throwing sanitizer all over me.
There is.
I'm telling you right now. I can already see what's going to happen.
Okay, I'm foreshadowing. Okay.
There's going to be one of these autopsies is fake and one is real. And they're both going to be called into question on which one is fake and which one is real.
Okay, we'll see.
You don't think they're going to?
Yeah, it might. You might be right. It might be a conflict of interest on both ends.
And it's going to come down to which one's right and which one's not.
But that video, I don't see how they're not going to admit that video
in
the evidence.
That's part of her body. But that's what they're saying. If he didn't have drugs in his system, he wouldn't have died as quickly from his knee on his neck.
Oh, quickly is 9 minutes from the knee on the neck?
He wouldn't have died from lack of oxygen if
he
didn't have drugs in his system.
That would have killed any human being.
I agree.
That would have killed anybody. A UFC athlete. Anybody. Strangle for 9 minutes. Like, come on.
With me on the back of your neck. Like,
come on. Come on.
As I said, I'm like, we watched this man turn gray.
You want to
like,
call it? You want to blame it on drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
Because the first autopsy said he died from an overdose. So, as I said, I wouldn't be shocked, like, if they fuck around
with you know they're going to have that autopsy.
Yeah, they're going to have the first.
What he died from.
Yeah, we saw, and then they had another autopsy. The lawyer had a second autopsy done that said that he didn't die from drugs. He died from strangulation. He died from the officer's knee on his neck. So, you know, it's going to come up in court. Which autopsy is correct? The one that said that he died from drugs or the one that said that he died from strangulation? That's going to come up in court. So it's a matter of who has stronger evidence to prove that theirs is right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So if
absolutely.
If down to the cop's lawyer has stronger evidence that their autopsy is right, that man is walking free.
Hell no.
That man's a dead man. He's a dead man walking if he gets off.
That's what I said. They better take him in witness protection immediately.
I think they should help him. No. No.
Like that, this
Somebody's
is the start the protests and the riots and the whole world. This George Floyd is the start of it, so. Can you imagine, like, all this after everything, and then the cop walks free?
No way.
Whatever happened to the cops who killed Ahmaud Arbery? That should be coming up, too.
Oh, the guys that killed him? Six months to indict, so.
Okay, so that happened, what, February?
That should be coming up. But I don't know how long trials take to come up.
And you know this is not going to be a public trial at all.
I think it is.
There's already enough controversy around it. There's already enough protesting. There's already enough riots. They're going to take the cop that killed George Floyd to another state, and they're going to prosecute him in another state quietly without anybody knowing because they don't want people outside trying to burn up the courthouse, trying to shoot this man as he walks out, like throwing stuff at him. No, they're going to take him to another state.
On some fucking What's the guy that shot JFK? Osborne and shit.
Yeah, they're gonna.
He got shot right in the police station and shit. So
yeah, that's if they process this or prosecute this cop in Minnesota, that's what's gonna happen to him. He's gonna get shot. He's gonna get a bullet to the head while he's walking out of the courtroom.
And we'll see.
I think they're gonna take it to Florida, or they're gonna try him in another state, far away from the public eye, and they're not gonna put it on TV until after he's charged and already released in witness protection or sent to jail or whatever it may be.
Okay. Okay. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think he's gonna get shot too.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. If they prosecute him in Minnesota, he's gonna get shot. He is. Absolutely, he's gonna.
You think people want blood?
They do. I mean, look at all these protests. All
right, what about the cops that fucking just shot my man, the young man that just got shot 7 times? Is anybody looking for his house? Is anybody looking for him?
But see, the difference is we watched George Floyd die.
All right, we watched this guy get shot.
He's alive, though.
You would have called paralyzed,
George
shot
Floyd,
7 times close range for no reason?
I mean, George Floyd is the one that brought attention to the police brutality. How much police brutality?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay. All right, we'll see. All right, it continues, though. It continues. Nobody does anything about it.
Right.
We protest, and then you
haven't burned enough shit down here.
Cocksuckers fucking killing protesters.
We haven't burned enough shit down here.
Have you ever seen? I know you did, Jeff. Kim, have you ever seen Do the Right Thing?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What's it about?
Not Suge Knight. I was gonna say Suge Knight.
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee, yeah.
A Spike Lee joint.
A Spike Lee joint.
Okay.
It's a poster
it's a
that Martin apartment in Martin.
Okay.
It's a good example of what's going on now. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know.
It might be on Netflix.
I'll have to check it out. It might be on Netflix. But see,
you'll like it, Kim.
I'll have to check it out. But that's the thing. Like, I mean, maybe you have more faith in the judicial system than I do, but I see this man walking.
I can't stand the judicial system. I think it's a crock full of shit. You know,
it is.
It's all
so
about
would you be
you
shocked
know.
If this cop walks? Would you be surprised if this cop walks free?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You would be shocked?
I would be shocked. That would be the word.
It would be the word, shocked. But I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'll be livid if he walks.
Yep.
You and everybody else. But, I mean, I'm...
And all hell will break loose if this guy gets free.
There's no way in the world he gets out.
No. That's what I said. They can't let him go.
That's the only thing that's making me think, because there is two autopsies. So one they're going to have, one is going to be proved as fake, and one is going to be proved as real. It all depends on who has the stronger evidence. That's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah.
And if they both use legit medical examiners, they might have to dig that body up and do a third autopsy.
They already told that man that they're going to try to get him a life sentence, and that's the best that they can do.
They did, but his lawyers arguing for different. His lawyer saying it wasn't his fault. This man died from drugs. The autopsy said he died from drugs and he shouldn't be in jail. He's an innocent man.
Any lawyer's
gonna say that. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's getting paid to say.
Yeah, they're getting paid to say it, but they also got a piece of paper from a medical examiner stating that this man did die from drugs.
No, that's bullshit.
That's what we think.
We think he died from
That's what I said. Like, we watched him die. He didn't die from drugs. The whole world watched him die. But
we seen what he died from.
Cops and lawyers and judges, they all protect each other. So I wouldn't be shocked if they're like, oh, you know what? This autopsy was right because it said he overdosed. So you're free of all charges.
I'm telling you, if that happens, all hell's going to break loose.
You think they're going to burn America down?
Literally.
Maybe it doesn't need to happen.
Right.
Maybe we haven't burned enough shit yet. We haven't cost the rich Jews enough money yet. to make any real change. Like, we haven't cost them enough money.
Hey. That's an anti-Semitic statement.
I mentioned Jews.
Mm-hmm.
I'm white, so I'm allowed to call Jews rich.
Okay.
It's okay coming from my mouth.
Yeah. You know,
it's
calling Jews rich coming out of your mouth, it's okay.
Yeah, so I consider it anti-Semitic for me.
Calling Jews rich coming out of my mouth is anti-Semitic.
Yes.
You know, that's how it works.
Yes.
But.
So, Tom, why do you think nothing's changed from these protests? Like Jeff has said earlier, like all we're fighting for is what is it? Cops to be held accountable for their crimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we want is equal rights and cops to be held accountable for their crimes.
Yep.
But why do you think like the world just doesn't care and doesn't want to like they just don't they're just ignoring the protest.
Don't want to prosecute police officers for their actions. It's like the law doesn't count for them. Why? Nobody has an answer why. Unless Tony has one. You got one answer? You got an answer, Tone? Tone, you there? I guess Tone's gone. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, I don't know.
Well, let's finish this up.
But like I said, it shouldn't be like we're 2020. We shouldn't be fighting for equal rights. Like
no, we shouldn't be.
It should already be equal.
We are equal.
We're supposed to be, according to the Constitution.
We want police to be prosecuted for their crimes. That's not asking for too much. That's not asking for nothing crazy.
And hatred and racial profiling to stop. Like, for what? Just because of the color of my skin doesn't mean I'm a criminal. Doesn't
it
make me a criminal
no
because I was born black.
I mean, exactly.
But
legalize being black.
That's when you'll be equal
point,
to the white person.
No.
I think
no.
White people are really afraid that if they give in to the protest that they're going to lose something
equal.
In it.
I'm already equal.
I think
all man is created equal.
I think
but
they're
yeah,
afraid that they're going to lose something if they give in to the protest. Like,
you're not losing anything.
Yeah, I know you're not, but I think...
I'm just saying, just let these motherfuckers be prosecuted just like any other murderer is. Just because you wear a badge and a fucking... and a uniform does not mean that you don't have to abide by the fucking the most heinous crime of all, murder.
Well, according to America, it does. Then that's the problem.
That's the issue. That's why shit's
burning.
It's gonna get worse, man.
It is.
Because these fucking cocksuckers won't stop killing people.
They're not gonna stop killing people. This
and
trial.
And they're not being prosecuted.
This trial is gonna bring out a lot of stuff. Like, there's people are still in uproar in Louisville, Kentucky, over Breonna Taylor, the fact that those cops haven't been arrested. And
they're not
going to
get arrested.
Months and months.
They're not
going to
be arrested.
No, they're not. They're not, because if they were, they would have already. It's been, what, 4 or 5 months, and they still haven't been arrested. But these people are still out there burning shit down. So
nuts.
And they're like, just let them go. Eventually, they'll run out of stuff to burn. Just let them go.
Okay.
We'll rebuild bigger and better.
Yeah.
But we're not giving in. We're not giving these terrorists what they want.
Yeah.
We're not doing it. We can't do it. I won't do it. Not giving these terrorists what they want.
Who's the fucking...
I don't know. That's
who's
why, that's
like,
why what they talk about at their, like, round table and stuff.
Rallies, their meetings.
Their round table,
meetings.
Like, oh my God, these terrorists. They're terrorists. They're at it again.
They're tearing up our city.
Yeah. Just let them burn everything down. We'll build a bigger, better city.
Yeah, okay. They're the fucking terrorists. That fucking chubby, what's that kid's name?
We wanted that building gone anyway.
What was that kid's name?
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, he's a terrorist. He's a fucking terrorist.
Vigilante white supremacist.
He's a fucking terrorist.
White supremacist. Him and his militia.
He shot, even though he killed two white kids that were He was probably calling them nigger lovers.
But the same thing in that.
Goddamn nigger lovers. What are you doing here?
Where the hell was his parents? Like, that's what I want to know. I still haven't yet to see his parents. And all of this, all of the trial and the media attention. Like, I still have yet to see this boy's parents come forward.
His fat-ass mom.
Assault rifles across state lines.
His fat-ass mom should be in prison. Just right along with his fat-ass dad. Allegedly.
And him, too.
And his fat-ass self. Now go to jail and go get that fucking shrimp cocktail. Go get that shrimp cocktail you've been looking for.
You better find a...
You better bring an adult prison, too.
Yeah, they might, yeah.
Because when I was locked up,
they had
a fucking 16-year-old boy in there, and they charged him as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
16-year-old boy.
Happened around here when the bike stealing incident. Remember that? They were underage. He was 16 in Clayton. When they stole the girl's bike and murdered her.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
This man murdered two people and
put the girl in the trash can.
Yep.
Stole her bike and
stole her bike because they wanted the parts from her bike. Yes.
Put her in the trash.
Put her in the trash can. He got charged as an adult.
Yep.
But this man murdered two people.
That's murder.
On camera, too. Like, we saw it on camera, clear as day. Damn near shot off a third person's arm. We still witnessed it, video and all. So, he better be charged with two murders, and he better be charged as an adult.
Absolutely.
I don't care if he just turned 17. I don't care if he's 16
absolutely.
And a half. Like, he
absolutely.
Better be charged as an adult.
I don't care if he was 12.
And his parents
you
better be charged.
You shoot two people with a high-power rifle and kill them?
Isn't that like...
You belong in adult prison. You want to do adult things? All right, go ahead.
Where's his parents? Isn't that like endangering the welfare of a child or something? Shouldn't they be charged?
Yeah, they should be charged with something.
He brought assault rifles across state lines, like underage at that. Who gave him the assault rifles? If he didn't get it from his parents, who gave them to him? Where did he get these rifles from?
Huh?
Like, that's the question of the hour, the day, the week.
Yeah, where did he get them from?
Where did he get them
from? I'm thinking that his mommy and daddy bought it for him, like, Mom, you got that AK-47 high-powered Smith & Wesson high-powered rifle with two extra clips?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Thanks, Santa.
Yes, I did, Kyle. Go practice those deer hunting in the backyard.
Yeah, something.
Go get Mama some dinner, Kyle.
Yeah, something, yo. Something like that. That's what it sounds like.
It probably was.
Like, oh, look what Santa brought. That's Smith & Wesson AK-47 automatic with two extra clips with a scope.
That's what I put it on my list at all.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, all right, Kyle, you better go to the backyard and shoot Mama some dinner.
Something like that.
Because if he didn't get it from his parents, where did he get it from?
Yeah, exactly.
The other militia he was with? And why would...
If not, then the adult of the group or the leader of that militia should have been fucking arrested.
Yeah, then the other militia that he was with shouldn't have given an assault rifle to a 17-year-old. They knew he was 17. They came from Illinois with him.
Yep.
He came over with him. He didn't just join that militia over here. No, they all right over together.
This man, like, okay.
Over bad.
I'm surprised they weren't involved. Where were they at when their boy was?
They were arguing at the gas station because people were like, "You guys fucking nuts out here. What are you doing?" And this guy was off on to the side fighting over a plastic bag that he got from the gas station with this guy. I said, "You want to take my bag?"
Sick.
You want to take my bag? And then he saw the man drop to the ground and realized he shot him. And I was like, oh, no. I ran away. Like, and then people were chasing him and he was scared. Fell to the ground, like duck hunt. Like, pow, 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 pow. Like he was clay shooting right there.
Like,
pull
the duck hunt, fucking dog laughing and shit. Like,
Yeah, he looked like he was out there clay shooting.
No, for real.
Shooting ducks.
For real. It's getting nuts. This is like... No, go back. Go back to the other one. There we go.
Shot number one.
Yep. That's it right there.
This is like as violent of a demon as we had as kids. I think this probably was the most violent game we had as children. This,
yeah.
Like, duck hunt, clay shooting.
Hold on, let's see what happens in the next stage. All right, let's go. Balls it.
Yeah, this is the kind of games we had out. Like,
that's what he was doing, duck hunting.
Yeah, he's out there.
Duck hunting.
My mama trained me for this in the backyard.
Yeah, pretty much. Trained militia.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's get down. Somebody hit the Cash App. Yo, can I get a Cash App?
Hit that Cash App.
Can I get a Cash App? It's Barbershop Talk Radio. On the Cash App, right? That's Barbershop Talk Radio.
Barbershop Talk Radio.
Barbershop Talk Radio on the Cash App.
Donate to the channel, you know.
Can I get a Cash App, guys?
We're a growing platform. We need to support our channel. We want to get better with help from our fans and our audience. So
please do.
We want to see better videos, better audio, better editing. We need some help from the fans.
we don't have any fans.
We got some. Yes, we do. We got some fans. Don't hate on the little bit of fans.
I don't even have any fans.
We got some followers. Some followers.
It's Barbershop Talk Radio
Cash
on the Cash App. And subscribe to the channel, Young Slim. That's YUN9.
Space.
SLIM.
On
YouTube. Please subscribe to the channel.
Buy a t-shirt. BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com. Buy a t-shirt.
Yes, please. Please support, man. I try to help. I try to do my best. Try to do our best to put shit out. But please do. Please do.
We need your help. Support your channel. You know.
Follow us
on Facebook, Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. And if you want to listen live, blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM. And you don't even have to listen live. You can check out all our episodes on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in when we're live, we're definitely on Mondays around 10-ish, and we come on some other days during the week. If you follow our channel on Blog Talk Radio, it'll notify you when we're on, and you can call in. Number is 516-387-1879. Again, hit the Cash App button.
Yes, sir.
And that's it. We'll see you next time.
Hit the Cash App. Where the Cash App at? Where the Cash App? Where the Cash App at? Hit the Cash App. Where the Cash App at? Hit the Cash App. Cash App. Cash App. Where the Cash App at? That's Barbershop Talk Radio. On the Cash App.
Barbershop Talk Radio store.com.
That's BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com. And then
get yourself official Barbershop Talk Radio merch.
Yeah,
Please support. Supplies
man.
Are limited, so get your Barbershop Talk Radio merch while it's in stock.
Oh man,
yeah.
Please support, help guys out, man. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Hit the Cash App back. Hit the Cash App. Cash App. Hit the Cash App.